smoke there.
That's the chimney. See, here's our stove right here. We have.
Oh, you didn't have a pipe, did you?
Well, yes, we have a pipe too. We just turned around there, sets this way when we have it burning. The pipe goes up there. Years ago, before we had the gas, of course we burned wood. And we never did burn coal. Well, I say we never did. We tried the coal stove, oh, I don't know, maybe a month or two. One evening where we entered in this other room, right in this, just this opposite corner. One evening we was sitting in there reading or doing something. I don't know what I was doing. I don't suppose I was old enough to read. But anyhow, all at once that thing just blowed up. There's a lid open, you know, or the door, and a puff of smoke came out. And my father got afraid of it, and he sold it the next day. We never used coal after that, as always would.
I had a crazy roommate in college once who said that he lived in Tennessee, I think. And on Christmas, of course, they'd shoot fireworks.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, he got up real early. He climbed up on the roof with a great big cannon cracker. He dropped it down the chimney and it went down and bounced around and went in his sister's stove. And it went off there and it blew the door out and blew stuff all over the room. And he said it was the most miserable mess he's ever seen. It ruined his Christmas day. You ever have any trouble with your stove when stovepipe gets dirty or anything?
No. Once in a while now, we never have, however. But once in a while, that soot in there will catch a fire, you know.
Oh.
There's so much soot, and I don't know, I guess I would say the chemical part of it, but it gets so much soot in there, and after a while, if they're not careful, that stuff catches a fire and burns.
Oh. They used to have wooden chimneys around here, didn't they?
I don't know. I never saw a wooden one at all.
It always seems strange to me, a hollow log for a chimney.
Well, that's what I would think, too.
But they used them. Oh, to get back to our fireplace, down in the bottom, after the wood all burns, and there's all that white stuff in there. Do you know what that's called?
Ashes.
Any particular kind?
Oh, it's according to what kind of wood you burn. You might have a blackjack ash, or you might have a elm ash, or a maple, or whatever kind of wood it might be. That's the only way you could designate the ash, I would suppose.
Well, I think some people say white ashes.
Well, yes. Now that might be according to the wood, too. It might be that one wood makes a white ash and one wood makes a dark ash. I don't know as to that.
I don't either. Rural people, I don't know if I don't know anything about this, but did they use these for anything, these ashes?
Oh, yes. There used to be an old lady lived right over on this corner, and she made hominy. And she'd use these ashes some way to make the hominy.
Oh.
I don't know how she did it. They call it, now these ashes, I think, have a little lye in them, see? And they call it lye hominy. You've seen hominy, haven't you?
These big whole kernel?
Yeah.
See,
puffed
that,
up.
That cooks the shuck off, doesn't it?
Yes. The chaff, I guess you would call it.
Well, to talk about something else, this would be this thing I'm sitting in.
What do you mean? That's just a rock, platform rocking chair.
And let's see, this would be a...
That's a love seat.
And if it were longer?
It'd be a settee. Now, some people...